Good morning. It is a good morning, and it's good to be here this morning and fellowship and worship together in the house of the Lord. It is a little bit smaller crowd maybe this morning, but that's all right. I don't think it's going to be a whole lot bigger next Sunday. There's going to be quite a few people on vacation from what I hear. So if you can be here next Sunday, then be here, and we'll do what we can. So it is good to be here. It's been an exciting morning to be in the house of the Lord this morning, and we look forward to the message here in a little bit. To go over some announcements, I think most of the announcements are listed in the bulletin. You can pray for the message next Sunday. I will actually be all by myself next Sunday. The rest of the leadership team has decided to go on vacation, so yeah, pray for the message next Sunday. Pray for the service next Sunday that God would work. There is a fellowship meal today after church. Everyone is welcome to stay for that. You can see the note in your bulletin about the SEMA meeting, and that is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at New Life. If you're on the SEMA health insurance, health aid program, you are highly encouraged to be there. And there is a note in there that says as well, if you are not a part of the program but would like to learn more or hear more about it, you are welcome to be there as well. I think they are planning to go over some of the policies and different things, just kind of as an update, reminder, et cetera there. So that is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at New Life. Next Sunday evening, March the 8th at 6:30, the youth will be presenting some kind of a presentation on their trip to Belize. So again, everyone is invited to be there for that. Would encourage you to be there if you can. You can see the list of dates in your bulletin. I did fail to get one date put into the list there, and that is April the 1st, which is a month from today. It is on a Wednesday night. We are planning to have a members' meeting here at church. So instead of the regular small group study, it'll be a members' meeting here at church. So if you can, we hope that you can be there. If you can't make it, maybe let myself or one of us know. Maybe just let me know so that we can kind of get an idea how many people it works for. If there's a lot of people that it doesn't work for, we can maybe try and look at rearranging the schedule. That is our Wednesday night to have small groups, but we are going to have a members meeting instead. And I'm hoping, I don't have a whole long list of things to go over, just a few small items to talk about and maybe get some input from you as a church. So I was hoping maybe we can still have a time of prayer or something afterward. We'll see how it all shakes out for sure. Depends how long we talk, I guess. But that'll be April the 1st, and that is right before communion on Friday night. And then on Sunday morning would be the Easter sunrise service. So it's a bit of a full week, but we kind of figured with small group being that Wednesday night, hopefully it would work for most of the people to have a members meeting instead. You can see the rest of the dates listed in the bulletin. Church cleaning this week, it looks like it's Jay and Ruth Ann. And I'll ask for some volunteers to contact our missionaries here in just a moment. And there is a special birthday in our house this week. Cohen is going to turn 4 this week, so happy birthday to him. I know he's excited for that and has been waiting for it to come. Can I have a couple of volunteers to reach out to Paul and Darlene in Belize this next week? One, thank you, 2. And 1 or 2 volunteers to reach out to Kyle in Belize. Thank you. That'll do. All right. I think that is most of the announcements that I have for this morning. I will open it up. Is there anything from you all as a church this morning that should be announced?
Okay, we as a mission board met last, whenever it was, and we talked about a number of things. So I think for now, the first thing is our Wednesday evening service. For now, we're just going to kind of do what we were doing. We're going to put a sheet out there, a sign-up sheet. Obviously, in April, we won't have any Wednesday evening service. But we're going to put a sign-up sheet out on the bulletin board, and you sign up for the number of months, the next number of months. If you want to be a teacher, if you want to be a have devotions and song leader and on down the line. So feel free to volunteer for that. So at a later date, we'll reevaluate that and see, if we want to vote people in. The second thing is jail services and thrift store. The thrift store would be for the ladies and the jail service for the men. Think about that just off the top of your head. I mean, and if we do it, we want to do it right, not just one time, then it's kind of forgotten about. But who would be interested in those things at all? Is there any interest? And if there's not, it's not a big deal. I think we're going to think about it and pray about it, and then later we'll talk more about it. So if you're interested in that, talk to John Byler about that. He's on the board also. And also this summer camping. We are looking for a place for just our church. Is there interest in our summer church camping? Raise hands if you are. Okay, it looks like, yeah, I think it looks very favorable for that. So we're trying to find a spot for that and make that happen. It's always an enjoyable time. And I think we were thinking about, maybe just doing it on a Saturday. Is that right, Henry? Or were we going to? Depends where it's at. Yeah, if we can find a good spot, we'll have it all weekend. But if not, we might just have a long Saturday. So, on that, and the last thing is we're talking about VBS earlier. I think we were talking about just doing it with New Life, but I think there's quite a bit of interest for having VBS here. And a reminder: this is an outreach church. So I think we have a lot of opportunity here. To reach the local community here with children. So is there interest in the VBS down here? Okay, I think, yeah, that looks very favorable. And we have somebody that would help assist in leading out with that, and that's Jay. Jay said they'll help, but we want a leader for that. So is there, if there's a volunteer, we have to come up with that pretty soon here. A volunteer to lead out would be great. So maybe somebody right now is just chomping at the bit to volunteer. So is there anybody? If we don't hear something soon, we'll probably talk to a few of you people. And there's some very capable men around here or couples to do that. So let us know. If you got any more ideas about mission work here at church or I just something out of the box, let us know, because that's what we're here for, is to reach out to people in the community, church, wherever, whatever it all is. So thank you.
I had put this on the WhatsApp group, but I figured I'd announce it too, just in case somebody didn't hear it. The water here, the plumbers are finally here, so it's been, there is a UV light, we can drink the water here. It's not an issue. We don't have to bring water in anymore. And then also the gas line is prepped. So hopefully we can soon get a bigger oven down there. So for those of you who deal with that, it's right around the corner now. So just figured I'd announce it in case nobody got it.
I just thought I'd share it. I will be gone here for the next couple weeks. I'm going with Disaster Aid Ohio. I'll be leaving, expecting on Saturday morning. We had a little change of plans here and there. Originally thought it was Thursday, but now I think it's Saturday. And so I will be coming home on April, I think it's the 2nd. Yeah, that's kind of the plan. April the 2nd, I'm hoping to be home by Good Friday for communion. So if you think about it, at least pray for me that I can continue to be a light to those around us. And, yeah, we can make a difference in other people's lives. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Doesn't look like it. I think we'll bring that to a close. Thank you. One thing I did forget to mention, if any of you committees have, and I know there's a lot of people missing, but if they go back and listen, I guess, and we'll try and announce it again. If any of you committees have things that you would like to bring up for the members' meeting, mission board, business committee, whatever it is, anyone in between, I'll just say committees. If there's anything that we should bring up and talk about, feel free to let us know. Either I can add it to the list of things, or then we can give you a specific slot to bring things up if you have something to talk about. So I will add that in as well on top of that. So thank you to each one for the part that you do here at church. Why don't we stand? We'll have a word of prayer, and we'll turn the time over to Ryan for the message this morning. Father God, we come before you this morning. We thank you. We praise you for the privilege and the opportunity of coming to church and learning more about you. God, I just pray that you would be with Ryan as he brings the message to us this morning. Pray that you would bless him for his faithfulness. God, just give him the words to speak to us this morning. And I pray that our hearts and lives would be open and receptive to your word this morning. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.